My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we are listening a little about the great Imam known as Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's said about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he was a man of principles. He was a man of rules, of code of conduct, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers. It's said that yes, he would buy and sell. Yes, he was a businessman, and this is a lesson especially for those individuals who think that, you know, if you are to act incongruent to the laws of Sharia, you know, some people think, nah, then you could never become successful. But rather, it is the contrary, my dear Islamic brothers. If you act in accordance to the Sharia, then undoubtedly you shall be successful in both this world and the Akhirah. One of his principles was he wouldn't praise his own merchandise, my dear Islamic brothers and sisters. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is, I'll give you an example. Once there was an individual who came to his shop. There was Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu himself was there, and there was also his son by the name of Imam Hammad radhiyallahu anhu, also a brilliant and a great scholar. Now, when this individual came to the shop of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu, then he, you know, as generally as people do, they look around at the shop, and he saw one particular piece of cloth, and he says to him, he says, you know, that cloth, that looks quite nice. Can I have a look at that cloth? It was quite high up. You know, can I take a look at that cloth? And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu says, yes, of course you can take a look. So he asks his son, he says, oh Hamad, please get down that piece of cloth. So Hamad radhiyallahu anhu, he climbs the ladder. And it said that when Hazrat Hamad radhiyallahu anhu, when he saw this cloth, immediately he began to recite, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what did he do, my dear brothers? He recited the Durood Sharif, and immediately upon doing this, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiyallahu anhu said, stop, come back down. And he said to his own customer, he says to him, he says, I do apologize, I'm sorry, but I can no longer sell you this cloth. He says, I can no longer sell you this cloth. So the customer is quite shocked, he's amazed. He's thinking, why is it that you cannot sell me this cloth? He says, because I have a rule, I have a principle. I do not praise my own things. When he, my son, recited Durood Sharif, he didn't praise it. No. He recited Durood Sharif. He says, when my son recited Durood Sharif, he recited that out of amazement of the beauty of the cloth. This to me is praising the cloth. So for this reason, I shall not sell you it. You know, my dear brothers, you know, if I were to sell a car, I were to say that this car, you know, it's next level, you know, it's brilliant, everything's perfect on it, the brakes are working fine, you know, there's no problem whatsoever, look, it looks beautiful. You know, we try to encourage the buyer to purchase the car. Although, what we say, it's not even true. My dear brothers, his son, he didn't lie. He didn't praise it, but he just expressed his emotions, his opinion about it, my dear brothers and viewers. His amazement in regards to the cloth, and Imam Azam said, no, you cannot take this cloth. And that piece of cloth was worth 300 dirhams. Yes, Allahu Akbar. Where he had the opportunity to make so much money, he rejected it. No. Why? Because he's a man of conduct, a man of code, a man of principle.